It's time for listener feedback. I'm John Hingsbergen, program director for the WEKU stations. We received a detailed email from listener and supporter in Frankfurt, Andy. He writes, I was interested to hear today's story about a solar array being installed at the Kentucky Coal Museum in Benham. However, I was disappointed that the story provided almost no information about the solar project and then ended by noting that the legislature removed the ban on nuclear power plants. I can see how this fact is related to the overall arc of the story, but it seems like the story was cut off in the middle. Andrew goes on to suggest questions he wishes the story would have addressed, such as how many solar panels, how much energy will they save, what was the cost, and what would be the long-term savings. I wrote to Andy explaining the story he heard was a brief reader supplied by the Associated Press. Such stories come either from AP writers or more likely other sources such as newspapers or websites of other media, and we have little control over the content in them. I told Andy that while we have no plans for such a story at the moment, WEKU will certainly consider his concerns if we choose to produce a story. Now here's a call from the listener comment line.
Today is April 7th. Your announcer just wished us a good Friday. According to my calendar, Good Friday is next week. Not today.
And here is exactly what the listener heard on Friday at 5:48 p.m.
Good Friday evening to you. Thanks for tuning in for All Things Considered. It continues for another 10 minutes.
Judge for yourself, but I think Sherry Lawson was merely wishing listeners a good Friday. We're glad to hear from you at any time. Write to us at weku.edu, post on Facebook, or send a tweet. You can leave a voice message at 859-622-1657. Then tune in for listener feedback again next Monday on 88.9 WEKU.